everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Shoe Podcast, the only sneaker podcast that didn't come up with a tagline for this week. I'm your co-host, Ryan Landry.
I'm your co-host, Tanner Young. That's almost tagline.
Well, it works in that it doesn't. This is the first week, probably in a while, that I didn't think about until I hit that button. That I was like, I didn't come up with a tagline for us this week.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, sometimes you got it, sometimes you don't. I still can't get over my floating head aesthetic that I've got going on over here.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're obviously you're on the YouTube subscribed watching this week's episode. So if you see me just staring down, it's because I'm pretending that I'm green screened myself.
Yeah, that's a good call out at the beginning of the episode. Thank you, everyone, so much for tuning into another episode here. Wherever you are listening, if you're a fan of the show, go ahead and hit that, you know, that five star, that subscribe, that like, whatever the action item is on the platform you're on. But it is a video podcast. So if you want to join us over at YouTube, at youtube.com/@shoepodcast, or on Spotify, we have the video there as well. You can see us, the visuals we have today, the guests we have for today, but also Tanner's shirt that he has on today that he's talking about here, which you see the logo, you see what it is. There's going to be a little bit more talk about that in next week's episode. I'll say right now, silence, which next week's episode is from this past weekend where we were at the Voodoo Vintage Flea Market in Lafayette. Shout out once again, Voodoo Vintage, for having us out there. And anyone who came on the show, we had a real fun time. That was a great time.
Bad time for yawn. That was fantastic.
I yawn.
real bad time to get thrown over. It was great. I loved the sit down. And then it was great to go walk around to the booths, meet a lot of the people there, do some kind of like real short form, see what was into it. It was a great day. Beautiful day. Ton of vendors out there. Ton of people out there. And then, yeah, once one person sat down, it just kind of, everybody really waterfalled in. It was a lot of fun. It was great.
Yeah. So from last week, this past weekend, looking at the vintage, what's in the past, to this week, why you're here today, looking forward to the sneakers coming out this month, everything you need to know about the sneakers releasing in April, all cools, no fools. And we have with us today a favorite return guest of ours.
Oh yeah.
You know him, you love him. He's here to hold us accountable about all of the performance basketball footwear coming out this month. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the show, the one, the only, Alfred Banks. Thank you for being here.
Wow.
What's up, man? How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Again, as I'm so honored to even know you guys. I love the podcast. I'm not just saying that because I'm looking at you. I really do like the podcast. I like what you guys do. I hate that you ignore performance shoes, but we'll be a little bit more accountable today, and I'll hold you guys up against the wall about it, so it's fine. But
that's all it is, accountability, man. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I know we've been talking about it. It's probably been a couple of months now while you reached out to us, said that you wanted to come back on. It took us a minute to kind of get our technology side up on, you know, having a virtual guest join us here. But we're really excited for you to join us today, talk about the shoes coming out and the performance basketball footwear that, you know, you give us the credibility on.
For sure, man. No doubt.
So what's been up with you, man? Just a lot of touring lately, working on music?
Yeah, running around. So currently I'm on the cover of Offbeat magazine with my friend Albert, the group we're in, Sass Kicks Ass. So that's fun. We got a new song dropping March 31st called Arctic. Super dope about that. I just put out a solo record called Forever. That's out everywhere. So, you know, music, shows, all kinds of stuff, making history one day at a time. You know what I
mean? Awesome, man. Yeah, we'll have links to your social, Sax Kicks app, everything you need to know in the description of this episode down below. This episode will be releasing, I think, the day before that single comes out. So can't wait to check it out, man. How are you feeling about where sneakers are lately? Are you keeping up with a lot of the releases that are coming out, or is it just kind of whatever you see?
Whatever I see, if I'm being honest. There's only a few times I'm really tapped into something. You know, I just saw that Clot has a new shoe that they're doing. I
was like, yeah. Oh.
I saw like this, I'm not familiar with their name, with their brand, but this designer has a Jordan 3 coming out, and the 3 looks really ridiculous.
I think Nina Chanel, I think I just opened up Sneaker News and it was on the front page, which was the first I saw of it as well. So yeah, it looks crazy. We'll have a little look at that probably before we jump in here.
But mostly just like stuff like that. You know, I follow a couple of accounts on Instagram and stuff, and you know, the Air Max, that Volt, I wanted that, couldn't get it, you know, but stuff like that. So I'm kind of just what I see.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Awesome. Let's go ahead then. And that's a good point. We can switch over to this view over here. So Tanner, I don't know if you got a chance to see these yet. Literally only seen the thumbnail because I pulled up Sneaker News right before we hopped on the call. So again, for anyone who's listening, this is going to be a very visuals heavy episode. Would recommend watching the video if you get a chance. If you're driving, you know, maybe not right now, it's probably not the time for you, but we're just going to go through the Sneaker News calendar for April and see what catches our eye and talk about it. But first up, yeah, I did selfishly want to look at these a little bit more in depth. So Nina Chanel, she just did, if y'all remember, it was either last year or year before, the Jordan 2s that looked like very like what I call like smoothed out, and the box had like that caricature Michael Jordan on it. She did a Jordan 2 low that was red, and I think a Jordan 2 high that had green on it. But this take on the 3 looks so nice.
That's ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
Ooh, hold on now.
I know. So the heel tabs, I can't really tell what's going on. Oh, is it just... We just got the one picture for right now. Yeah, I guess it's very early leaks, but man, the materials on it, and I love that, like, that sail colorway, but it's like a little bit darker than that as well. This, yeah. I feel like threes are one of those silhouettes where it's like, outside of like black cement, white cement, and maybe some of like the fire red and how you feel, the Amamanier threes, but like other than that, I feel like it's hard to like do something new on the three and have it land really well. Have there been any threes lately that y'all can think of that kind of like break out of that mentality? Like the Kraft Ivories earlier this year, it was good, but I don't think it's going to be one that we talk about in like years from now.
And Kraft Ivory, it was good in theory. I liked the Jumpman, Nike at the back, it was the clear, whatever. It was cool, but like, I'm good. Like at this point for me, Jordan, like if it ain't already in my closet, I don't really want it, dog. Like I ain't gonna cap it. Right here, it's tough.
Yeah, it... we were saying kind of the same thing with Cody when we talked to him, that like, it feels like Jordan brand lately has kind of like cooled down. And a lot of it is that like, if you've already got a decent collection of it, there hasn't been too much lately that feels like I need this and I got to add it. But this one is one of those ones that I'm like, oh, this is pretty different from most of what anyone's going to have in their collection already, especially by the way of Jordan 3s. Yeah.
Green, that's going to really be wrong with green though. You
know? Yeah.
This with a, when the Masters, you know what I mean?
Mm.
This gonna go crazy. I love that, like you said, like that sail, but it's kind of like it's got like that clay. Mm-hmm. I like the rope laces, but it's like a tighter, like rope lace that it has to it.
It's not like a big chunky one.
Yeah, exactly. So just on material alone, it's really nice. I do think that the clay S that they have to it does really well with the green. I feel like Jordan is one of those where they rely so heavy on the retros that anything that isn't a retro, I don't really think people have the drive for, outside of like a collab. But then it may just be, I'm only really into this shoe because either A, the collab, or the price tag that comes with the collab in that resale aspect. But this is different. Like this just is a different shoe. This is, this is a confident person wearing now, this shoe.
Let me ask y'all real quick, cause I think I already know where Tanner stands on this. Alfred, when it comes to Jordan 3s, Jordan 4s, how do we feel about the back tab Nike Air versus Jumpman logo on it? Do you have a preference or no opinion?
Yeah. As long as the shoe, because I remember those the bread fours that came out like 2012, that the more thin one, the jump back, I bust those until they went away. You know what I mean? I don't care about that. You know, I know there's some purists. I got my man Lyric Kill. He's a purist to the sense of like, if they don't say Nike Air, you don't even wear them. I had to do the right thing threes. I got a jump man on the back. I don't care about that. Like, as long as the shoe is lit, like, I got a pair of 2011 black cements in there, in here. Got the Jumpman on.
If it looks good, it looks good to you.
If it looks good.
I feel they got like a small, like trying to appeal to both on this one here. Cause like you look at that back tab, you can see it's Nike Air big, right? But like little orange Jumpman. It looks like they're trying to like appeal to both crowds here.
1,000.
Anyway,
a little caution sign right there.
A little caution sign. Yeah. So we'll keep an eye out for those. But yeah, let's go ahead and start looking at April Hid. Did you want to talk about these ACGs, these Tor mids?
Yeah, those joints are fire. You know, it's funny, like, those are the type of shoes that look really good on websites. And I had a pair, the ones I can't do, like purple and orange.
Yeah.
Like I said, and they came out with three or whatever. They look so cool. And I love old shoes. I love shoes that are like going to fall apart in like 3 days, you know?
Yeah.
And I bought them and I put them on. And I was like, oh, these look better on the show. Oh, no. I tried to put them on with a fit and it was like, oh no, baby, it's not working. So they look great right there. You know what I mean? That colorway is ridiculous.
Wow. Yeah.
I can't do nothing with them though. They're going to look great on my foot.
Get them in hand. You're like, maybe the mood board should have stayed a mood board on this one.
Yeah. And it just looks really cool. And you put them on, it's like, oh, all right. Facts.
I feel like, though, if there is anyone that can pull off like these loud and bright and vibrant colors, it is you, though. Like, I see a lot of the fits you get off and a lot of the footwear you wear, and I'm like, I could never, but like Alfred pulls it all together, you know?
No, like, and that's one thing I notice about you guys. I know, like, one of y'all is like more chill, low key, and the other is more, or at least would wear something more brighter. Yeah. I'm like really in the middle. There's some days, like right now, I'm wearing the Stussy's, right?
Chill.
This is me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put the orange laces in here. Like, why would I do that?
Mm-hmm.
I also just bought some Vomeros that are like the, I don't know the color, but they're like kind of white and kind of gray. But then I got like some Hot Punch Air Max 95s. They're like pink and vibrant. So like, I'm in the middle. I would definitely wear this shoe if it was on another model. I would wear this colorway if it was on another model.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. I feel like they just did this colorway recently on a, put the counter on the screen. On the undefeated Nike, ACG, not the ACG, the Air Terra Humara. They just did that. They call that, it's either like this teal or this pink. It's like Minta. But yeah, they just did that whole colorway. So it does feel like maybe this is getting a little bit more of a resurgence right now.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Always. What if we said no? What if we said no? It's like, bro, no questions. Go ahead.
They're like Minta and stuff. Sometimes when I look at these boxes, I see names of colors that I've never seen before. Are these names that they just make up? Or are these actual names of colors?
I don't know. That's a great question. In the case of Minta specifically, that's one where they got me on it as well. But I feel like that's like a really hot topic right now with the military blues or the industrial blues that are coming out again this year. Have you heard like that whole controversy that like,
I have not.
Whatever the military blue retro is, Nike's calling the official colorway industrial blue. And it's like, why? I don't know. But yeah, there's a lot of the time there's like colors that I'm like, you know, okay, what is this that we have here? And they'll be like, oh, that's alabaster. I'm like, that's crazy. Cause it looks white to me. You know, I look at it, I'm like, that just looks like cream at the most, but yeah. We're going to call that alabaster. It's on top of terracotta. Did you mean brown? I think you might have meant brown by that. Yeah.
That's funny as hell.
A lot of the colorways lately, I feel like they're just, you know, it's kind of like when you have the school essay and you have like a minimum word count, you're like, we got to hit that word count.
Big facts.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
I just want to know how you got a waterproof material with a fuzzy material.
How you got the suede to be.
Like, how did that work?
I was just thinking that, though.
You know, but that's ACG.
That's,
you
know, that's the scientists over at ACG. What can't they do?
Yeah. Well, good colorways.
The only thing they can't do, the only Achilles heel, a good colorway.
A good colorway on the mid.
Moving through April, this is where Alfred's going to hold our feet to the fire here. Do you want to talk about either the Zoom Freak 5 or the Harden Volume 8s?
But like, I actually have played ball in the Zooms. And okay. Like, work. They're super dope. I like that colorway.
This
like
one's cool.
Grandmama. Or not grandmama. Aunt Pearl. Why did I say grandma?
Okay.
Pearl. Kind of like.
I thought you were channeling like the grandma's couch, like floral pattern there. But yeah, the Aunt Pearl.
I said grandmama and I was thinking Larry Johnson, which has nothing to do with this shoe. I don't even know the color. But nah, this, I really like pink. I like floral on basketball shoes because it's kind of like the antithesis of what the shoe should be. Like for what they do, you know, I think that I don't like this model.
Okay,
right? I think the first Greek was really a freak. Sorry, was really really dope. I'm not really rocking with some of the later models in his line. He's starting to look a little LeBron to me at this point.
Okay,
good point.
I do like that color. I think that color is icy as hell.
So is it more of like the aesthetic and shape of the shoe now that you don't like as much, or is it like performance wise, like actually playing in it?
The performance is good. The check placement is just so weird to me. It's just so big for this. Like the model, even if it's a size 16, the shoe is like small. It doesn't call for something so big.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that. I like the color in which they did this thing I don't like. But I just don't like the shoe itself. The color's fire.
I do like that color combo together. It kind of reminds me of Tanner, what are the, is it the Janowski cherry blossoms that you have or had, or do you have the dunks? Yeah.
But the, I had the Janowskis. Yeah.
Yeah. That cherry blossom kind of like floral pattern on it. I think, Alfred, to your point, like it's really cool to see like a light, like floral pattern on like a performance shoe, you know?
Yeah, it is always great. And I think kind of like what, like Alfred said with the check, the hard thing with me with like performance shoes is it's obviously like a, more going to be like a PE type thing. So it's like, hey, this shoe made on a size 17, 16 is going to look way different than someone who's going to buy like a 10.
Proportionally. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like you see it on, you know, like a player who has a larger shoe and you're like, oh, okay, these design elements, they do kind of work, but then I would imagine it would like that giant swoosh would just eat up an entire like size 9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, literally.
That would just throw you off.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would just be a big old check. Like what's going on?
Just toe to heel, all swoosh.
But then you got the Hardens, which I'm like, okay, they just said, screw it. The whole shoe is the
Hardens. Hardens are looking good. I feel like even again, not being a big performance basketball sneaker guy, I feel like I haven't really loved a lot of what I've seen from Harden lately in terms of footwear. This is the first one in a while. I'm like, I could kind of see getting behind this, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm looking at that white party. What you mean white party? Why could it be a black?
That's kind of what I was thinking too.
Adidas. Like, hey,
bro, gotta be a black party. No, I love, dude. This model, you're gonna get a lot of jokes that teeter totter on is in it. Fair warning, nothing crazy, but just enough. This model here, dude, is like one of the best Adidas models that have come out in a long time. This Anthony Edwards joint, yo, this joint is insanity. I love this shoe. Every single colorway, even if I don't like the colorway, I like the model so much, I like the colorway. This shoe is ridiculous.
And we got the, sneaker news. Step your game up, sneaker news. Every now and then this happens. You click on one, you're like some intern.
I would never wear a black and green shoe, but that model is so nuts, I would just wear them. You know what I
mean? Yeah. Yeah.
They definitely really, I think the 8, they really found their stride with Harden. So interesting to see. I think probably getting close to like the tail end of Harden's NBA career, but I feel like his sneaker career is really going to, I like where they're going right now. And I'm sure he is also looking at that. I mean, it's a great, like you said, it's a great silhouette. The 8, I think, will go down as probably his best, if not number 2, of silhouettes. And it is one of the things where Ron and I, when we're doing these, we will preface it, be like, we are not into performance sneakers. And then we'll come across like the Harden 8 and be like, this is pretty dang good.
Hold up now. Yeah. You know, it's got to be good if it's breaking through to us. Yeah.
I've noticed.
Let's see, also in April, the Adidas SL72 RS. I like this red colorway. This is kind of like vintage looking. The New Balance Warped Runner, look at that sole. At 5'10" Kings, you're trying to hit the 6-foot mark, this is probably for you.
You're gonna get there.
Not my type of silhouette though. Clot and Crocs, I just gotta see what they did.
I'm in need of another pair. So
look at these
are spooky.
Look at these little accessories that go on the horns that go on these. Got the camo.
You can miss me with that. I'm good.
There's no way TSA lets you through. I don't think you make it through TSA with these on.
They're putting a ruler to those little bat wings right there.
To the bat wings. Spirit charges you another $50 to bring these on board.
100%.
Why are you flying Spirit?
Times are tough, man. Times are tough. We're looking for a sponsor, but in the meantime, times are tough.
Ryan's got to get his flight hours one way or another.
Just bought my first pair of Crocs. Well, no, I did. I didn't buy them. I got them for free.
Super okay. Blessed.
The Salehe Burnberry joints.
That's the one.
I ain't gonna lie, dog. I've never owned a pair of Crocs. Don't like Crocs. Not a fan of them. But I got them, and I was like, you know, man, why not put them on? I was like, oh, they're cool. I wore them in public. I took a chance. I wore them in public, and I just felt weird. So now they're gonna sit in my living room forever. But they're cool. They're comfortable. You know.
When I tell you, I was exactly in your position a year ago, where I was like, I don't really mess with Crocs that much. But like, I'm a big Salehe fan to begin with, and I do like what he's done with Crocs. So I've got two pairs now. I don't wear them out as much as I probably did when I first got them, but I think I wouldn't have too much issue with it, because I think Salehe Crocs kind of tote that line between just, you know, like average Crocs, outlet Crocs, and like sneakerheads, you know, where it's like, it's kind of like the middle ground of like, you could wear those and people would kind of be down with it. Tanner, though, I know Tanner's been a Crocs and an unapologetic Crocs enthusiast day one. He's never felt remorse for it.
Two different pairs at my feet right now.
That comfort and convenience is a slippery slope, I'll tell you right now, though.
I'm telling you, you were like, oh, let me just go to CVS real quick. Let me just head to Target real quick. Oh, I'm just going on a coffee run real quick. I'm not gonna get out the car. And next thing you know, do I want to bend down and tie some laces? No, I don't.
I have a lot, man. Getting those shoes is the moment I realized that I might be a hype beast now. Like, all I need now is like a Supreme flannel, Fear God, like snap or some shorts or something.
And yeah. I'm
on the train, and I'm ashamed of myself, but also very excited for new beginnings. So
there you go.
And that's all we can ask for.
Yeah, man.
How have you been feeling about the Fear of God Adidas collections that have been coming out? Admittedly, these colorways, not my thing.
Yeah, those are boo-boo. I'm not rocking with those. I see that right there.
Secret is, again, what is this bait and switch where I click on it and you take me to some completely other sneaker? But yeah, can we, can just do this. Yeah. I like this more than, I think they're just calling it now the Fear of God 1, whatever this silhouette is right here. That's the basketball one, maybe. Huh? Yeah, that's okay, their main performance one. So I think this is meant to be more lifestyle wear, but like this takes me back to like 2016, where it's like, you know, Yeezy 750 highs in that first colorway where it's like, And I think these would have destroyed at that time. And for me personally, right, this is something that I still have some interest in, but I wonder, I don't know how much this is like fashionable right now that you would see a ton of people wearing these. Not that that makes it a good or bad shoe, you know?
Man, that sole is just so dope. Like,
that's his signature. I mean, aside from like this colorway and like this color palette, that like thick, smooth sole that he did on all the Nike stuff as well is definitely put his touch on it. This, I think, so far has been my favorite of the Fear of God and Adidas collaboration or collection that we've gotten so far. Nope, this one as well. Sneaker
dudes.
This runner's kind of cool. I like that shark tooth sole on it.
I'm not mad at it. I definitely rocked the Rivalry way before I rocked this, but I'm not mad at that.
I think it's good. Like I said, I think it's, if you don't have an Adidas silhouette that fits this, I think this is like a great of like, oh, I've got a great one, and I've got that like hype feeling to it. I've got a collab tied to it, like a big name. Let me get this. I like the look of it. I like this style. I agree. I don't know how much of the, like, I feel like the Fear of God really took off, especially with the essentials, with like the athleisure, like really dressing up, like having like high end sweatpants. And that's kind of what like all of these silhouettes from the Adidas are still giving, is like this with a high end sweatpant type thing may look
elevated athleisure wear.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what these, maybe the Los Angeles runners, but I don't know about like the high tops of like a pair of jeans.
Okay.
That would be the interesting thing to see, is how this silhouette is styled.
The Rivalry is just incredibly hard to style. I got three pairs. I have the Keith Haring ones that came out like 2018. Like mm-hmm. they did the OG like Knicks colorway, but this
yeah.
is squigglies all over. And then I have a pair of like white and like aquamarine. And mm. I have another pair, I can't remember what they are. But the rivalry is so hard to style because that shoe is so damn tall. You know
yeah.
what I mean? And, you can't really wear skinnies with it because the shoe looks bulky.
Yeah.
If you wear big enough to cover that shoe, you're wearing like a size 58 or something. And I just started kind of getting into this Carhartt kind of vibe. Like,
oh, okay.
Welcome to it.
You know, again, all I need is my Supreme flannel and I'm good to go. But I think that's the only pant that could even go over something like that if you don't wear the sweat kind of vibe. Because I've been doing the sweats too.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I like a nice jean, like a big pant, and I think that would go good. But then you would cover up the whole shoe, and then what's the point of that?
I run into the same thing with like the Fear of God ones that he did with Nike, where it's like, you know, that thing is tall. So it's like jeans are out automatically because I don't want jeans that stack from my shin to my knee, all the fabric right there, you know? So it's like I only can wear them with cargos. But then, yeah, to your point, it's like then you just see like the toe of the shoe. So it's tough. You got to find the right pants to go with it. All right, let's see what else we got in April here.
Where's that subreddit?
What?
A subreddit of like, this is the pant you wear with this shoe.
I bet
you know what I mean?
There's probably an R pants, and like R pants and R sneakers could have a crossover there.
I would imagine, but like, and they give you like this crazy, they don't even tell you the name brand. It's just the like product code of the jeans and then the product code of the sneakers.
Okay.
Gotta be it.
Our pants, you know, subs, if you're listening, go ahead and let us know in the comments down below. How do you guys talk?
Appreciate it.
Air Max 95 Atlanta running shoes is Anthony Edwards.
Think of that Atlanta shoe.
What's that?
Did who that? So that's what I
think. Thank you. Thank you.
So these colors don't run.
Right. I haven't seen a bad colorway of that damn shoe, man.
Dumb. Yeah. Sort of salmon colorway here.
Did you see the dunk he did the other night?
No.
Yes. Dude, that dunk of the year.
Bro, that makes me want to go buy those shoes even more, bro.
Oof. Did not have to do that to that man.
Come on, man. Man, I got a family.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
He dunked his family. That's
that
crazy.
Man had a family. Past tense.
Family always.
Yeah, I see. Just even like this, like the laces.
Yes,
all the way down. Like, how cool is that? Like,
yeah. Oh, the lace holes like right at the bottom of it there, where they get skinnier. Exactly,
but
again.
They're so tight, and then like the X, but they're what? So like, just a you see that, and you're like, man, I just feel like my foot like I'd be locked in.
Back, man. I ain't gonna lie. I come from that era of wearing the KDs with the camel cargo. In 2024,
you're the man.
Would fit, bro. I would try to pull that off
with the Nike Elite socks.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I feel like I'm in my, I got my swag now.
Yeah,
you know, I got a name for myself. I'm gonna pull it off. What you gonna tell me? Yeah, man. And I'm a dunk on you up off stage. What you talking about,
man? Oof. Yeah, look at him crying already. He hadn't even dunked it yet. He crying.
Tough.
Yeah. That's at a certain point, just get out the lane.
Yeah, you know?
Just, off the court.
The side,
yeah, let that man have it.
The Reebok Float Zig. I am not familiar with this silhouette.
I thought you said Float Zig. It's like, yo, Reebok knows their market, dude. They know.
We got the Reebok Slims coming up real quick.
Your dad chain smoke? We got you.
If Creed was on that, a 24/7 loop in your house that. Growing up, this shoe might be for you. Yeah,
we got you. Gotcha. Puma, what in the?
Now Puma is just so
in the mellow.
I'm good. If it ain't the Isaiah Thomas Puma that high, or like that Zig the Trignomic one with the little disc in the middle, the Puma disc. I'm good, B. No Pumas for me, man.
Interesting.
Say what anime? Or cartoon network is this from?
This one's saying clear tribute to the Los Angeles Sparks, the WNBA squad from LaMelo's hometown, apparently.
Cool.
So there you have it.
Cool. All right.
Cool. Puma, moving on. But why not the actual Sparks team?
All right. Also in April, we got the book one. How do you feel about the book one? This is another one of those ones that I think kind of like the Anthony Edwards shoe is like breaking out of just performance and getting a little bit more into that everyday wear. At least Nike would hope so. I don't hate the shape of this silhouette, but it also doesn't really excite me. You know, like it's.
That is a fat Roshi. That's what that is.
It's kind of clean. It's a Fat Tuesday Roshi right there. It just, you know, it's getting ready for 40 days.
Man, what are you doing? That's funny.
We give Nike ideas for free all the time on here, you know?
Yeah. Wait. They're tuned in.
Yeah.
I'm looking at that book, right?
Yeah.
Is it just me or that look like the Staple Dunk?
Which one, right here?
Yeah, it's giving Staple, right?
The color palette? Okay, a little more orange on the bottom. The upper?
That screenshot, it would look really, yeah. Not this one, though, not this color.
No. Oh, the other color, this one?
Oh. So from that image, that angle right there, it looks, not that one, the one you on.
Okay, gotcha. But just this one? Yeah. Okay, I see it. Yeah,
I mean, I do. It is
on the uppers.
Wow, all the alligator, snake. What's right there?
Crocodile on the toe.
Yeah, snake. Where the swoosh is? What is?
Oh, that kind of looks like a snake pattern. But I mean, look at the fur on the ankle opening. This is what they were talking about when they said boots with the fur. This was it. This is the foreshadowing of what was coming.
I mean, calling it chapter one though is kind of, you know, that's. I do of like the
book
that.
One.
Yeah.
That well, was,
you know, you got chapter one.
First board meeting, someone threw that idea out. You could tell someone threw. So his last name's Book, right? You like, you could tell that's just like low hanging fruit.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
But also, you know, that's not bad. Job for like 3 years. So you gotta, you know what I mean?
Yeah. This one's
is it secured.
Yeah. This one's exotic animal prints and patterns. The other one I think is inspired by his dog. If I'm.
Yeah, I saw that. I read about that.
Or was it a different one of these?
That shoe is like, it just looks like a Nike Court Force. Like, I'm good. It's got Court Force vibes to it. And if I want that, it's like if a Court Force and the G-Nike or Air Force One came together.
Yeah.
And I'm good. I'll just get a Court Force while I'll get a
G-Nike. We have all these things already. Yeah.
I have all these things.
Now, real quick, not to put you on the spot, but Tanner, from your past life as a Dungeons and Dragons enthusiast here, what can you tell us about this Converse collaboration? Is this true to brand?
Unfortunately, here's the thing that, I don't know what's happening with like that white pair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The black pair, that's definitely for your animal enthusiasts. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If you're a furry, if you've got a foxtail, keychain, you're definitely hitting that up.
If you are and you're listening to our show, please stop right now. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, no shaming. We'll take you.
All I know is that is going to fly off the shelves in Hot Topic for sure. Sure. Hot Topic going to go crazy with that one.
Yep. This is Hot Topic is about to go up.
Yo, look, it's going to get nasty. Hold on now. That this warlock whole, though. It's
kinda, this black and green one looks like a Dropkick Murphys shoe. Like this looks like St. Patty's Day. Me and the boys are out doing Irish car bombs. This is.
Shot it.
Look at that wizard on the
Shadow
side.
Shadow Wizard Money Gang right there.
Now, I saw this collab a couple weeks ago, or about a week ago, I think, on Sneaker News. And being that I don't know anything about Dungeons and Dragons, I just kind of looked at the shoe for what it looks like. And I don't like Chucks. Mm-hmm. I don't like the Chuck that just looks like a regular Chuck. That's just like flat bottom Chuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it. I like nicer Chucks. You know what I mean? Like
Charles, if you will.
Yeah.
That's the best joke I've ever made on this show. I'm gonna take it. There's more from the Clot and Adidas collaboration there. They are doing some wild stuff this year.
I like it.
Where's Tyler?
I like this one.
That is mean right there.
I like it. I don't know if I'd wear it, but I like it.
You're one misstep away on a curve from a busted ankle, that's for sure.
Twisted ankle.
That soul is
eating mad ground.
Yeah.
It looks squeaky. This picture is squeaky.
This looks like it makes the SpongeBob walking sound effect like that. Yeah.
What's the break-in time on this show? That's what I need to know.
Six years. Like Doc Martens. Like Adidas.
Gotta soak them in water.
the more I look at it, the more I'm just like, what occasion would I wear these to? Right. You know, like, this looks like I would wear them to Easter if I didn't want to talk to my cousins. Like, if I wanted no one to bother me on Easter Day.
You're going to a high end art show.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
I'm sorry. A gala. That's really.
That's how you know.
100%. 100%. You're carrying a briefcase more for fashion.
Facts.
Mm. Okay.
100%.
Like nothing's in it.
It's no snacks. With some Slim Jims or something in there. But
KD 17s, Kobe 8s, Kobe 4s. How do you feel about them doing a lot of the Kobe retros now?
I'm a little salty about it. You know, like I think we all can, you know, not to bring it to this, but like, you know, previous to his, you know, unfortunate, you know, situation, you know, if it wasn't like the Kobe 10 or like maybe the was it the 6 or whatever, they would just sit on shelves, man. And I think like they're really like trying to capitalize. And I'm glad that, you know, Vanessa was able to like continue the relationship, but they're not even doing it justice. And nothing special about the releases. It's just kind of like they're here. They're releasing them the same way they did when he was alive. And being fortunate circumstance, I think they should like do something better. Like every release should just feel like a new episode of like Lost. Like when that came out, you know what I'm saying? It should just be like, like Kobe, you know what I mean? Type vibe. But I love that. I remember the, it looks kind of Poison Dart Frog colorway, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So I'm not a fan of that model. I like more of the 6.
And, yeah.
I do think that, I think a way to keep like Kobe's coming, and have them feel special and like an homage would be, I feel like you have, like, the big moments of his career, you know, but on a shoe, either A, the, you bring the silhouette out of the vault for, you know, whatever it may be from what you have, or just be like, hey, we really want to push the Kobe 8, but we're doing this very special story from either a big moment in his career or, you know, like career adjacent, you know, a personal life, but still has like that basketball thing. I think that would be a good way. Sometimes I feel like it's, I kind of like what you said. It's like, they're just like, here's a Kobe. And it just, it does feel weird because they may know that it's going to sell just because of kind of like what you said, just the unfortunate, you know, that tragedy that happened. So I would have loved to see just a, hey, we're going to really like immortalize this basketball moment and really pull from the vault, you know, of those big moments in his career. I mean, because, you know, they had, what, 3 different statues that they had from big moments. So I think you could do, Nike could do something like that. And I think everyone would be happy. People who love Kobe and his sneakers would be like, this is great. I get more Kobes and they're special. And, you know, you still have that like, okay, this is more an honor of Kobe rather than just more of capitalizing off of his name.
I will say, that's a great point, man. Thank you for saying that. That KD is incredible.
Which one, the 17?
That right there.
Really?
So KD, bro, that man probably got 2 bad models in his entire run.
This he had a crazy.
This one's got so much of that, like, Air Max TN in it. Like you see it on the cage on the side, and I think on the back as well. Not as much, but that cage on the side is,
Every dog, I don't know if I've ever, maybe, and I can't think of it. I don't know a bad KD, dog. They just so good. Like, his designs, like, man, every single, everyone.
The team he has put together.
Yeah, man, that colorway is insanity, though. That
this one I do like. That's clean.
Yeah.
Moving through April, these I like a lot. The Air Max one, the Jackie Robinsons, I like these more than what did the
Air Max Day?
What was the last? Definitely more than whatever we just did for Air Max Day. What was the last big Jackie Robinson shoe that we did? Was it an Air Max or was it a Dunk? The Dunk they did like a year or two ago. Yeah, I really like these.
This is much better than that Dunk.
Yeah, I like these a lot. And this is so like super clean and wearable.
Big bubble too.
I'm about to say bubble big too. Bubble.
The 42, the little lace Dubray on the bottom there. These just like look premium, you know?
I was about to say.
The toe box is crazy too.
Perforated. Oh, the swoosh.
The perforated, yeah, you're right, on the toe. And then the swoosh, I'm trying to tell, like, what are the materials going on there? It looks kind of like embroidered almost. The little eyelets are gold at the top there. Like,
I didn't even see that. That looks embroidered.
Wow.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Yeah.
That is pretty premium right there.
They're going to be in sneaker shops for $400, I'll tell you.
Hey.
So shops will definitely get
the hand. What blows my mind, though, so much about, like, all the Big Bubble releases that they all seem to come in this box. Like, regardless of what the one is, like, Tanner, the pair you got me for Christmas, the Chicago ones, this box, Jackie Robinson's, this box. And I'm like, you know, you guys can make different boxes. Like, I've seen you do it. Like, if the shoe is special,
boxes is the cheapest of, right, of the whole production.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they blew the budget on the shoe, but these are so good looking. Yeah.
That's a sneaker, though. That's fire.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I'm going to keep an eye out for those. More colorways again, though, of the Air Max DN, less than a month after they launched like 8 on Air Max A. You know what this colorway reminds me of, though? The Joe Fresh Goods collab he just did with New Balance, the Keisha colorway that was like blue with these light blue accents. And I know the timeline to make sneakers, right? It's too long for Nike to have seen that and then copy pasted on this, but it is unfortunate on their part that you see this and you're like, it is suspicious. That's a better word of like, I feel like I just saw Joe do this. Alfred, how do you feel about the Air Max DN, this new silhouette that we got this year?
In the middle, man. I popped up to a store called Foster.
Shout out Foster.
After them, they just showed love recently. I was going to wear their hat, but I decided to wear a Boulevard Etiquette, my homeboy. But I saw the cream one.
Yeah.
I held them in my hand, and I was like, yo, this might be the first Air Max in like 5 years that I think is really dope.
Okay.
But I don't ever want to wear them ever in my life. I'm good.
Mood board sneakers.
Yeah.
Like, they look comfortable. Like, again, if I was blessed to get them for free or something, all day I would. Just know that if you ever see me in this shoe,
if you see this shoe, it showed up on the doorstep.
Facts. But I don't hate them. I don't hate them. I like the bubble. My favorite part is the bubble, the four joints in the back. I think that's cool, right?
Yeah.
They actually look good at the bottom of pants. I think they look really dope. They got that, Air Max 90, was it 98? Like kind of toe cap thing.
Like
in the front.
Yeah, that one piece.
But then I'm not wearing them joints. Like, I'm good. Like,
yeah. I kind of dig the traction pattern on the bottom there, how it's got like those two treads going down the back, because it just looks like a little bit more rugged and beefy. But yeah, in general, I don't know. Something about it is just not speaking to me too much. And maybe it's like I haven't seen the right colorway come out yet. I do think whatever the, all day or all night. I'm guessing it's all day. The colorway that Politics had before anyone else that had that gradient upper, I think the gradients on these kind of help it a little bit. Cause otherwise, because it's the whole upper of the shoe is just a one piece construction. When you just put one color on one solid piece, you're like, it just kind of looks like a blob with a bunch of little dots on top of it. So I think the gradients and like kind of playing with the colors will help it a little bit. But also we talked about this last week, like, they're starting us out with fatigue by like, here's 10 colorways right out the gate. And you're like,
75 colorways. Right,
exactly. Like, bro, chill. Just pick the best two. Just do two. But
you said, hey, yo, bro, chill. That's hilarious.
It just seems like, you know,
hey, yo, my man, calm down. Right, like, you got to chill.
Nike, just pump the brakes for a minute here.
Nike said, you're going to want this. Trust me.
You like this, right? I will say that it's the best new model in a while, because the last like 5 years, all those
for models, Air Max days, that's what I think we said last week as well, is that the past few years, whatever new model they've introduced has not stuck around past Air Max Day. It's like a flash of a letdown. Yeah,
I'd actually stick around a little bit. I would put money on this one sticking around, right?
I could see that.
I'm not wearing them. That's moving a great heart.
Yeah, I know. The flamingo pink. This
great.
This also like gives me the
That's just a hard picture right there, though.
With all of them,
that's kind of tough. That's pretty tough.
But that's also tough. Like, why does his face kind of look like they were like, "Are you ready?" And he said, "Yeah." And then they snapped it like right before he was ready. Like, he looks like
he's been doing this for too damn long. Right,
he's been holding them up. It is funny though. We just said it with Nike, maybe like, you know, the colorway looking very similar to Joe Fresh Goods. Cause the, just the timing of the bright pink and orange is like, oh, Powerpuff Dunks, you know, like we just kind of got the bright pink shoe from Nike. Now, I mean, it's all, you know, they don't have a trademark on pink and orange, but just kind of funny to see it come so closely.
Yeah.
That shoe is dope, man. That colorway is like, see, like, again, every colorway I've seen in that, like, I wouldn't wear, that's not true, because I have a shoe kind of similar, but yeah, like in a basketball shoe, I probably wouldn't get that crazy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But that just looks really good.
Yeah, I don't think I could pull off that pink and orange, but some of these other colorways here, you know, that white and gray, that black and white, or the blue and kind of cream, I think would look
good. Yeah, that blue and cream is my favorite.
All of them are just great.
More shocks. The Jaw 1, how do you feel about that one? For me, I think this silhouette a little more interesting than the book one. Like, I think the Jaw 1 is kind of like the book one crawled so the Jaw 1 could walk, you know? Like, it seems like they kind of got it right where it's like, no, it's simple looking, but it's not like so plain and basic. And they've been doing fun colorways on these.
Like, the Morant, is that shoe is ridiculous, dog. Like, I have those. I have the pink and blue ones.
Okay.
And, man, great performance shoe. I'm a little mad because the laces are wild long.
Are they?
They're, like, super long. Like, I have to double knot them when I put them on. Like, why are these laces so long? They look like my legs with laces. It's crazy. But this shoe is so dope, and I think I haven't seen one colorway that's ill. I feel like the same way about this shoe that I feel about those Hardens.
Yeah. What was we talked about it, I think at the end of last year, there was a colorway that was maybe like inspired by, like, they were supposed to look frozen or something like that, where they were like purple with like bright blue on them or something.
Oh yeah.
That was a great colorway. We liked that one, I remember.
Yeah, God, those are. I like those Grizzly ones too, that they look like the retro Grizzly jersey.
Okay.
Oh,
turquoise or like that dark blue and had like claw marks on them.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't like this colorway that much.
This is not my favorite.
It is cool. But it's like,
yeah.
Well, is it two or is it a mixed match?
I think it's mixed match.
Oh, that's
mixed matches.
Oh, yeah. Mismatched right there at the top.
Can I shout out my favorite mismatch shoe of all time?
Hit it.
Please.
As you guys know, I like Terminators.
Yes.
I have there in my wall. The Nike Swagger.
Yes.
I feel like it is the best. I'm going to say it here. I hope a lot of people don't see it. I hope a lot of people see it. I hope a lot of people don't hear it and steal my idea. But that Swagger colorway, if I ever get a shoe, that's going to be my thing. I'm going to do that.
Pay homage to that?
So tough.
Yeah.
Shout out to T-Mac for being like the guy that, like, really did this. I give T-Mac all the credit in the world for this. That All-Star, I think it was like 01, maybe 2002, where he did the mismatch shoe.
Yeah. Mismatch had a grip on sneaker community for a while there. I remember the day wore Bred Jordan 1 on, Bred Jordan 1 on one, Royal Jordan 1 on the other. And it was like, this is my personality now. I'm this guy, I guess, you know?
Hilarious, dude.
Yeah.
I had the Bugs Bunny 8 and the Peapod 8.
Okay, that's a combo.
Love the Bugs Bunny 8.
There's a picture of me somewhere looking like a complete idiot. Like, things happen and we move on. You know what I mean?
But that year?
Yeah. In the moment.
It was 2012, bro. It was lit.
In the moment. You weren't there.
You weren't there, bro. With my camo shorts. My diamond t-shirt. It was lit.
You can't diamond say anything. Supply.
Another colorway. This one I like a little bit more, yeah.
Tough.
Throwback Grizzlies, yeah.
Tough.
We got any more pictures?
He gets good colorways.
He does. He does for sure.
I mean, like, just
back on the court, bro. Good lord.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, such a good, even on this, still having like those mixed match elements. So maybe Ja trying to tell us something, trying to let everybody know to tap into the mixed match. It's coming back.
Know about it, man.
I do love that detail on his, that the swooshes not only wrap around on the back, but they come off the shoe on the back. Like, that's
so like the hold the shoe.
Yeah. I know. I don't know how, what do y'all feel about I like the tongue, how high it comes up from the rest of the shoe. You get it from So it comes up so much. You get, especially when you're looking from like the heel, yeah. forward. It is so much higher. I like it. I think it is such a cool look.
I like it because it's not the height of like Jordan 3 tongues or Jordan 4 tongues where I have to worry all day if I'm tucking my pants into my shoes. Because it's like if you're wearing them with jeans, with cargos, if they're big enough, you can trust that it's covering it. But with jeans, I'll be looking at it like, why am I tucked into my shoes right now? So I think this is like the right height to like, you could go either way with it if you wanted, but you don't have to like constantly fight it.
Okay. Yeah. My shoes, I only wear with, you know, gym shorts, or whatever. But
right.
I feel this the way about this shoe, the same way I feel about the Luka 1. I have a pair of white and blue. I think like the first colorway they put out, I have those joints. They were gifted and super dope. Just like they look good on the foot while playing ball. I don't know. It's just a really good shoe. I may have seen one colorway I don't like, but for the most part, everything they drop on this model is just crazy.
Yeah. Let's see. And then rounding out April.
The Celtic Dunk again?
It looks like there's been a lot of the SB Dunks that like are what do they call like the orange label series that like they just keep running back the colorways, which is great, right? That's what people begged for so long.
They should do this, and then Jordan should do the opposite.
Put it on ice for a little bit, yeah.
Like a year of no Jordan really retros.
Yeah,
that'd be really cool. Just let crazy. Us breathe.
At least honestly. The one, because good Lord in heaven, they dropped 175 colorways of the Jordan 1. And two of them.
I think that's the thing is that they're still living in like 2019 or 2020, right? Where it was like you could print money with Jordan 1s. Like any colorway would fly. And we're just not there right now. And I feel like Dunks have kind of gotten that way, which is like there's plenty of like fine colorways coming out. Like if you just want to get a pair to wear and like not have it be the craziest thing, that's the good thing is that they're doing a ton of them right now. This one specifically is the first one in a while that I think I've been interested and excited about because it looks like this looks like a collaboration. And like every now and then in line, they hit this stride where they're like, they went way above and beyond on the materials and the release. But this is inspired by like Hobby Lobby or like Michaels or something like that. Like the live, laugh, love signs you find there, which is a very weird source of inspiration. But man, like
those look
that's
so good.
Killer shoe. Yeah, that's a great one.
I can't, dude. SBs are I love SBs. I don't wear. So glad you guys have glossed over those regular dunks too, because I'm just not interested in them anymore. That's it. SB dunks, yo, sign me up. That the Chicago joint over there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When they come out, hopefully humility hold me down and I can. You know what I mean?
Because Philly, if you're listening.
You know what I mean, shout out to my boy Philly.
Yes,
who apparently he has a joint with Reebok.
I've seen him working on something. Alfred, you got more pull than us. Tell him to come on the show.
Hey, man. Come
on the show. We've been trying to put the bug in his ear for years now to come on the show.
Oh, for real? You want to get on the show?
If you can put that word out.
I bet. Say no more. All I'm not going to say it's going to, but I'm going to do my due diligence.
No, but you know.
Put the word out. But yeah, these.
He's a man of mystery.
Details on these. The soles remind me of the Sean Cliver SB Dogs from a few years ago. Like those winter themed ones that were like.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we just talked about them.
Yeah. But look at the insoles too.
God, that's what I'm saying. The little doily or whatever. Come on. It man. Is
crazy.
Could you imagine pulling up to your cross stitch competition with these?
You're killing them, B.
Golly.
Body cross stitches like me. You heard?
We got the bingo group on Wednesday. I'm showing up in these.
Showing love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sending down in the bingo hall. Now, these are crazy, though.
I like these.
Yeah. We'll see. But yeah, you got Chicago Dunks coming out. More Asics. Let's see what else.
Well, that New Balance right there, I saw those for the first time today. I like that model.
The 1000?
I need to see them in real life, though, because I think they're just too chunky that they're not going to look good on my foot.
But
from this picture, they look perfect.
This is a great segue, though, because one I wanted to talk about that wasn't on Sneaker News Calendar, who I think is leading the wave on bringing it back, is Joe Fresh Goods.
Oh, yeah.
Doing the New Balance 1000 collaboration, this older silhouette. I don't know if it's from the 80s or 90s, but I think Joe Fresh Goods is kind of leading the wave on bringing these back in two colorways here, this white and pink. And then there's the insoles I'm just seeing for the first time.
Jeez.
And then this sort of
I've seen
black
that one.
And it's not like a orangish brown. The Popper? Color,
What is that colorway? That's something. That's
the Skeptas. The Skepta Air Maxes. Yeah, that's what I think of as soon as I see these. I'm like, oh, it looks like the Skepta Air Maxes, but I love it.
That shoe looks great, dude. Like
I kind of like that white. This colorway right here.
Yeah. So I don't know. To your point, Alfred, I don't know if it's more of a colorway thing because like these definitely look chunkier than I think the Joe Fresh. So it might be a colorway and a material sort of thing.
Yeah, it looks completely different on the material. That looks mesh.
Yeah.
Might be more of like bubble, like that bubbly plastic.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Now, again, I want to see him in real life. I'm sure like Sneaker Politics will have him or something.
Yeah.
When I'm going to check him out, I want to see what that looks like. Because if that shoe looks like what my brain thinks it looks like,
it's lit. Yeah.
Do we do a his and hers? I mean, like.
Oh, that would be.
This is kind of looking like a his and hers right there.
I mean, show some love. That's crazy.
That's looking like a his and hers right here.
Tell me they're calling this Pink Mink. That and Black Ice. They're nailing the names here.
God, who had that all pink fit in the 2000s? Was that
Cam?
Cam did.
Yeah.
Killer.
Could you imagine pulling out the flip phone,
putting those these on feet? Making a call.
Hello?
Let's see, round things out with Jordan Brand, see what they have coming out in. I think they just did a shock drop, a restock of the reimagined Bred Force today on sneakers or something like that. Yeah. If you have Bred Force, you don't need reimagined Bred Force, right? You know,
don't need them.
It's just that simple, I think.
I mean, to me, if you don't have Bred Force, you don't need to reimagine.
There's like half of a dot. You just don't need them.
Like those the airship, the green joints,
the Alma Meniers.
Pronouncing their brand name is always giving me a hard time. But
that's fair.
I got two pairs of airships. I like them. I like the. I got the white and yellow joints. And I got the white like gray ones with that like kind of like nubuck kind of check or furry.
Okay.
Check.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're dope, man.
I was looking to get a pair of airships last year. The Every Games, which were. Like pretty much a takedown of like the Nigel Sylvester one they did, but like that light blue, it looked so good on it. Ended up not getting them and it's whatever now. But my only issue with these, and like a lot of the time when Nike does these like aged or distressed midsoles, is like there's a way to make it that color without making it look like you like smeared your lunch across the shoe, you know?
Can you like just wipe it off?
I wish. I just
want to wipe it off. Like I don't want that on my shoe.
No, I like the undertones of it, like especially when you get the like that drop down that's not on the midsole, like with the rest of the shoe. I like that. I get what I know what they're trying to do. I just don't like the way execution. They did it in regards to the midsole. Yeah. Everything else about the shoe I really like, except for the midsole.
Like just make it yellow.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
We've got the technology.
Or just the stitching, how you have it do. Very, very subtle. Like, I would even be cool with that, but I don't know.
I would wear that shoe, though, for sure. I would bust that shit. I think she's really cool. That's probably the only Jordan that I can get busy with right now. Like, see those? Like, I'm not wearing that, man.
Well, these I have to ask you about. The 10-man ones.
Hey, yo.
The 10-man ones. Oh, wait, where'd it go?
Baby. Wait,
what are you at? We're going to find them. Hang on. I got to bring these up because we were messaging about these the other day. My gosh, how many shoes do they have coming out? Okay, hang on.
Come on, man. Hey, yo.
Okay. We're going back. It's too small now. We're gonna find the way. Hang on. Can we get just... Look how small the scroll bar is. I don't know if y'all can see it. Okay, hang on. We're going to find them. Oh, see, industrial blue.
Man, get out of here.
Controversial.
Military blues. Gosh darn it.
Okay.
Them lightnings.
The 17s.
I'm not spending $400 on them, but I need them. All right?
Wow. Just the suitcase.
Facts.
Man, if this was not your sign that like we have enough Jordans coming out to hold everyone over.
I can't find the one I want to look at because of the 37 other ones that there's.
God. Also, I swear, if they're not in this article.
It's the funniest thing ever. I don't think they are, bro.
There you have it. The 10-man ones.
I want those joints. I'm going to get those joints. That one of those like rust pink ones that just came out like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a kind of dark chocolate toba with Mudguard or whatever the case, and then there's like pink in the back. Oh, they just dropped like 2 weeks ago or something. Those are really dope. And this Grant Hill, little tank.
Those Jordans remind me of the cold pizza dunks that came out however long with that tinfoil upper. Yeah.
I like that shoe, man. I don't know why. I'm still a big fan of like the monochromatic silver or gold. Like they do a gold, I'm on it. Because it reminds me of the Supers, the Sky Tops. Remember those the gold and
silver? Oh yes.
Listen,
that's why I
look. You get those and you mix match with the trumpets.
I was just about to say, I got trumpet dunks. I don't need another gold shoe. I'm good.
I don't have a gold shoe.
No, that's why you get this. You get this silver and you mix match. One silver, one gold.
I got a pair of silver Air Max ones from like 09, but I don't have, I want them J's. I'm going to buy those J's.
You don't have trumpet dunks, you're saying?
Nah, I slept on them, man. Literally, I overslept. And when I woke up, that whole, it was done.
Damn. No,
Billy.
Listen, Billy, we want you on our show and we want Alfred to get a pair of trumpet ducks. These are our demands.
Man, show love, B.
These are our demands.
Man, I'm good. Yeah. Those Travis's are butt.
In the show.
All right, I was just about to say, listen, honestly, we're going to call it there because that's nothing's going to beat that line right there. That's the punchline of the show. Those Travis's are butt.
And here's the thing. The audience will not know what year you're talking about.
Yeah.
Is this 2024? Is it 2022? Is it 2021?
It could apply to any timeline. Man. Alfred, thank you once again so much for coming on the show.
Thank y'all for having me, man. You know, I get so much joy talking shoes, man, because you two guys are the only people in the past like year that I've been able to like talk to about shoes for extended periods of time and not get that weird, okay, look.
Anytime, man. We'll always be here for it. Can you let the people know real quick where they can find you, what you have coming up?
Well, first, you can follow me at Underdog Central on all social media, Instagram, Twitter, the whole works. Also, follow Sax Kicks Ave, SaxKixAve. We are currently the cover boys of Offbeat Magazine, which is really, really cool. This is our very first cover together, so it's super tight. He's been on this cover a gazillion times. I've been on this cover. Well, I've never been on this cover, but together with first time. French Quarter Fest, big festival here in New Orleans I'm going to be doing. Performing at Jazz Fest, which is really cool. My first solo set.
Lightweight.
Also going to be the very first rapper to ever perform with the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra. We're doing that May 8th.
Crazy.
Which is amazing. Just dropped a new single called Forever. It's available everywhere. March 31st, Sax Kicks Ave is dropping a new song called Arctic. April 27th, I'm dropping a new single. So for the next like 5 months, I'm going to be dropping a song a month.
Yeah.
Right. So to sum it all up, man, just go to underdogcentral.com/tour. You can check out some of the show dates. And I got something really cool. Sax Kicks Ave has something really cool dropping with a really cool brand. A lot of people like to eat there. Very big national chain brand that hit us up to do something. I'll tell you guys about it after this.
Okay.
Yeah, bunch of stuff.
Crazy. Well, now, thank you again, man.
Now you have to go hit the follow button.
If you want to know.
How are you going to hear that cliffhanger and not want to know?
Yes.
I show love, you know what I mean?
So we will have links to all of Alfred's socials and his website down in the description of this episode. And you can also find links to all of our socials down in the description or on our website, shoepodcast.com, online across all social media platforms at Shoe Podcast, everywhere except for where we're not, basically. If you made it this far, Tanner runs it. It's wild.
Say no more, baby. Let's get it. I'm following y'all.
That's the bump we need. That's the bump we need.
Yep.
So thank you, everyone, for checking out another episode of Shoe Podcast. We'll be back next week with another one. Y'all got anything you want to leave the people with before we go?
Low SPF daily sunscreen.
Mm.
Be safe out there.
Wear your shoes.
Landry, I feel like you got to
go follow Alfred Banks. That's all I'm going to put it. Shout out Alfred Banks because we didn't say it once on this episode.
Shout out Alfred Banks.
All right. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next week. Peace.